Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to WAMS on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm Burke Allen. It's a soggy Wednesday afternoon in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., but we're going to brighten things up with today's guest. It's B.B. Hudspeth, and B.B. is a gentleman who may, in fact, have brought many friends with him. He's a master impressionist and motivational speaker with dozens of just spot-on impersonations of famous film and TV stars, sports figures, your favorite cartoon characters, lots of classic voices, too. As we welcome master impressionist B.B. Hudspeth to WAMS. Hello, B.B.
Hi, Burke. How are you?
I'm great. It's wonderful to have you on the show. And boy, I'll tell you, when we listen to what you do and how you do it, it's just an amazing thing. And we're going to let you preview some of those voices in a minute. But I have to ask you, first of all, how old were you when you first knew that you could do voices?
Well, Burke, I was 13 years old at the time, and I was a very active 13-year-old. I was involved in sports and all types of activities, but in between all of those activities, I would come home from school, and my schedule was pretty routine. I would turn the television on, and I would have it set to the Turner Broadcasting Channel, because back then they used to air all of those great classic comedies, one right after the other, and I would just sit there mesmerized for hours. Well, one morning on my way to school, my dad and I were discussing the Andy Griffith Show, and we were more than likely discussing the episode from the day before, and I attempted to mimic a character from the show known for certain catchphrases like, "Golly, surprise, surprise, surprise!" That was my very first impression on my way to school, and I received a nice compliment from my dad, and it must have worked. As they say, words are powerful, and just a few months later, I had my first show.
And it all started with you doing Jim Nabors as a kid, and you really focus in on a lot of these classic TV and film characters. Do you find that there's a reason why you're drawn to those voices that we all recognize?
Well, I think you just said it, Burke. They are voices that we all recognize, and they are voices from a period where TV shows and movies and radio programs, they were clean and they were family-oriented, and it's not like that today. And something that I find very rewarding as an entertainer is often people will come up to me after my show and they'll talk about the fond memories of sitting together as a family and listening to shows like the Jack Benny program or Burns and Allen, and seeing the glow on their face, you know, it makes you feel good inside and knowing that you made an impact in someone's life. So the classic era is certainly my niche.
Hates rabbits.
Fluff run Cluckatash. Look at the size of that house.
B.B. Hudspeth is our guest today. He's a master impressionist, a motivational speaker, and if you'd like to talk with him, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. If you're listening to this interview live and if you're listening to the podcast later on, you can visit B.B. at his website, bbhudspeth.com. Now, you talked about clean and family-oriented entertainment, and sometimes impressionists or comedians that you see and are very popular today don't work clean. Is it harder to work clean, and why did you choose to go in that direction?
Well, I think not only is it harder to work clean, but if you take my situation where I specialize in one time period, that certainly doesn't do me any favors either. So, it definitely is. I think it definitely is harder to work clean. I think you have fewer venues. When people often think of an impressionist, they think of a headliner in Vegas or a stand-up comedian. And being an entertainer and a speaker, I'm going to focus on an entirely different platform with an entirely different audience. And Burke, I really consider myself a tribute artist, and my purpose is to inspire through these characters, which, to answer your other question, is why I chose Clean Entertainment.
Is doing impressions, BB, something that you think anyone can be taught how to do, or is there just this God-given talent that's in you that needs to be developed?
Well, I believe it's a mixture of a God-given talent and a good ear, especially if you can master a variation of voices. And to do impressions as an entertainer, Burke, you really have to study and learn the characters. I can remember back when I first started doing voices, not only did I take a tape recorder and record the characters and myself and then listen back as a comparison, but I would also study their facial expressions, their gestures, and their movement. And as you begin to capture all of the various characteristics of the characters, you actually get closer to becoming the characters, which is very important when you're on stage because you want to convince the audience that you are those characters. And like other things, doing voices is something that can be improved. And I can listen back to some old demo tapes, Burke, and I'll just cringe.
Right.
I guess a positive thing is that it does show you how far you've come over time, and is proof that hard work, dedication, and practice do pay off.
How different, BB, is what you do to what you might see a Daryl Hammond do on Saturday Night Live or Rich Little do on stage? Is it a very similar thing? Or what are the differences and similarities you see with other folks who work in your field?
Well, Burke, if you were to see my early shows and were to see them today, they would certainly appear different. And to be honest with you, when I began entertaining professionally, I never really modeled my presentations after another performer. Similar to when I was a kid, I just thought of ways to use my voices, and I would then just try to implement those ideas. But if I had to compare my shows with another entertainer, probably the closest would be Rich Little. Like Rich Little, I use props and wardrobe and music and sound effects, and I try to be as authentic as possible. And I also think those things add flavor for the audience. But early on as an entertainer, Burke, I had an awakening that would change the whole format of my presentations. As I began to study the different characters and the people who brought them to life, I began to notice something very interesting about many of them. They each seemed to share stories of personal triumph and experiences of overcoming adversity. And the thought came to me, why not take some of these stories and use them to inspire audiences? And take Walter Brennan, for example. We all know Walter Brennan as being a character actor who, like many actors back in the Golden Age era, was typecast to play certain roles, and he was often typecast to play old codger-type roles. He had a distinctive, high-pitched voice, and many people would be surprised to learn that while serving in the war, he was exposed to poison gas, which permanently damaged his vocal cords and was the reason why he spoke in that high-pitched voice.
Is that right? I had no idea. That's interesting.
That's right, Burke, and those same vocal cords would help him earn 3 Academy Awards. And like Walter Brennan, Jimmy Durante did the same thing. He took a larger-than-average nose and made it part of his comedy routine. So really the main difference now is that I incorporate motivational speaking into my presentations, which as a speaker, Burke, I think kind of gives me a 1-2 punch. Not only are audiences entertained, but they're inspired at the same time.
How old was I when I first seen old Rivers? I can't remember when he went around.
Well, howdy, Matthew, Miss Kitty.
Gosh, you got to go to school to get your education.
Why can't you just bark like other dogs? I wonder if other captains have these problems. But then, they don't have a cereal named after them.
We're talking with speaker and master impressionist B.B. Hudspeth, and you can visit him online at bbhudspeth.com. And if someone comes to see you do a speech, you know, maybe you're a keynote speaker, maybe you're entertaining at a convention. I know you and I talked off the air about doing a Gunsmoke convention once. Give me an example of what they might hear. Might they hear their favorite cartoon character, for example?
Yes, they certainly may. They might hear
Bugs Bunny or
Elma Fudd,
and so many other voices.
So, of course, the characters are going to be determined by different factors. For example, when I speak to an event planner, I ask specific questions like, what is the age group of the audience? How many guests are planning to attend? And what is the theme of the event? So when I receive the answers back to those questions from the event planner, my mind automatically begins writing the presentation and recruiting the cast that's going to be part of the show. And Berkey made reference to a Gunsmoke event, and that was actually a Bonanza event, which was an event where cast members of the show and members of the crew and fans from all over the world gathered together to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Bonanza television show. And at this event, I paid tribute to a couple of guest stars who appeared on the series. So that event, for example, was geared specifically for Bonanza personalities. And, Burke, what I really enjoy about what I do is the variation of opportunities. Like the Bonanza event, I may be performing as a tribute artist at one event. I may be warming up a crowd at a television taping as a guest entertainer for another event. Or I may be entertaining and teaching youth about character. So audiences, they never see a canned show. They see a presentation that has been specifically tailored for them.
B.B. Hudspeth is our guest today. We're almost out of time. It has flown by. It's a fascinating subject to be able to do these voices. And before we let you jump in this last 60 seconds, your three most requested voices, who do you get asked to do the most?
Well, Burke, for the younger audience, Hank Hill is a favorite.
Well, in that case, then let's hear Hank Hill on WAMS Radio.
Bobby, if you weren't my son, I'd hug you.
Fantastic.
So they're not all classics, and sometimes the requests are not the most popular characters. Remember the Hanna-Barbera cartoon, Augie Doggie and Doggie Daddy?
Hello, dear Father of the Year. Lucky boy, we appreciate your spirit.
Be sure to check out all of B.B. Hudspeth's voices on his website, bbhudspeth.com, bbhudspeth.com. And B.B., thanks for being on WAMS with us today. We sure have enjoyed the visit.
My pleasure, Burke. Thanks again.
I'm Burke Allen for WAMS. Now go out and have a great day.